Now, you're known as one of the biggest fashion gurus ever. So what is it about fashion that made you fall in love with it in the first place?
I love that it can change how we feel about ourselves. I love the idea that it's such a creative business. And I've always been really interested in the idea of how we change ourselves. But I have to say, the makeover is definitely my favourite, where you take somebody who probably doesn't feel so good about herself for whatever reason, and then just with a few tips and tricks, you can get her feeling so much more confident. And it's a real buzz, I have to say. It's slightly addictive.
And why is it, do you think, these people, like, when they first of all come to you before they have their makeover and they feel that little bit less confident, like you were saying, about themselves, why do you think they initially feel like that?
It can be down to lots of things. It can be down to illness. It can be down to lifestyle change. It can be purely psychological. All of us have got a reason to have days where we don't feel that confident. And I think for any of us to turn around and say, it's just one thing, I think would be inaccurate. So it just depends on the person, really.
What do you feel is the best way, maybe, to help boost people's confidence through fashion?
You know, when you're dressing someone and you're giving them fashion advice, it isn't always just about the clothing. It's never just about the shoes and the cut of the dress. A lot of it is about listening to them. And you become almost a therapist in a lot of ways, untrained, of course. You spend a lot of time talking to them, finding out how they've got into this position, how they felt about themselves, you know, all of those. And I think just by being able to listen, to be a friend and to offer some really constructive advice, I think that really does help. And I think that is most of the makeover, actually.
Men struggle big time as well, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, guys are faced by exactly the same things in their life, you know, weight loss, weight gain, illness, marriage breakdowns, all that kind of thing. Girls tend to be slightly more vocal about it. Guys have been told they can't talk about it because it's not manly, or it's not macho, or it's, you know, it's feminine. But of course, you know, these guys do. And I think times are changing. You know, in 2016, we're in a very polysexual community now. You know, we guys look after themselves just as much. It's just that guys aren't as vocal. And I think that's a social thing.
We're getting closer to Christmas. It is a struggle to find something to wear at Christmas. Maybe you're going out a bit more than you wear throughout summer.
It's just that when it comes to Christmas, what tends to happen is people go into panic drive, and so they suddenly think, right, well, I've spent the last 3 months wearing the same big overcoat, the same dark colours, you know, the jumper and the trousers to work kind of thing, and then all of a sudden they're going to be paraded around their work colleagues or their friends, they're going to feel very on show, everyone's going to be looking at them because everyone wants to see, you know, that real life makeover that's going on, because that's all that Christmas parties really are, aren't they? You know, we transform ourselves for that one evening, and so that pressure and that stress can often become far too much for some people. So that's where you get this panic buying from. And I think that you just need to be very relaxed about it. You need to wear clothes that you feel very comfortable in. You need to wear clothes that you feel that suit your body shape. You need obviously all the right tips and tricks, but also to enjoy it as well, enjoy the idea of dressing up.